So let me GM here for a second.
All right, we're playing the game.
We're doing it. Oh, let me get my dice.
In all character.
Right. I just dropped it on my Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Chick-fil-A sounds
dang
bad.
It.
I just did you catch
D20
that?
In the ketchup.
Did you catch that good dice hitting my desk noise? Let me do it again if you didn't.
Oh, beautiful.
Mm.
You probably couldn't hear mine because it landed in ketchup, but.
Oh, I heard it.
Today we'll be doing an ASMR podcast. Dice noises hitting the table.
Okay. So, Ella, you are. So you recently witnessed your mom sell a piece of art, and you've been trying to kind of figure out where it came from. I guess how long have you thought that your mom has been stealing things, or you know, how do you think she's acquiring these things?
I think that it for a while she didn't really even think about it, and then as you know, time progressed, probably especially after she ended up in the orphanage, she's began to wonder like, yeah, what is my mom dealing with if I haven't known about it? You know, like if she hasn't told me about it, and now she's going to the length of like putting me in this place where I'm not with her, you know? So I think, yeah, since she's had some curiosity since she's been there.
So I imagine what you're probably doing right now is you're basically going to all of like the rich people's houses and you're trying to like figure out what everyone has. So that way, when you see it, if you ever see one of these things in your mom's possession, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I think so. Like she's just trying to gain some knowledge of the expensive people things.
Right. So tonight you find yourself scoping out the Fenric house. I would assume you're probably approaching the house from the street, but then very quickly want to move off to the side to kind of scope out what's actually happening inside.
Mm-hmm. Is this in like in a residential area, or is it kind of like in a forest or what?
It's kind of like a cul-de-sac in some ways, but like everyone's backed up onto a decent plot of land. The Fenrics don't, but their next door neighbors actually keep some dragons.
Oh shoot.
Which in this world, dragons aren't as they're not like dumb lizards. Like you don't like they can breathe some fire, I guess, but like they're just stupid. There's no rich people keep them, you know, rich people.
Yeah, I hate rich people.
So yeah, so the Fenrics don't keep
pseudo dragons.
What'd you say?
Called pseudo dragons.
Pseudo dragons. Thank you. So the Fenrics don't keep dragons, but their neighbors do. The Fenrics do have a decent amount of land that's just sort of dedicated to their. Their family, they probably have a couple animals, I would assume. So you can approach this house from like the non-street side. You are in a wealthy neighborhood during dinner time, though. So, I mean, there's no one outside. They're all, you know, chowing down.
I want to clarify something real quick and just double check. So is the dinner happening like at Dash's parents' house or at the Fenric's house? Because the Fenric was
What's Dash's parents' name or the family name?
The family name is Roxton. The parents were Cecilia and, well, I wrote Adam, but that's going to get complicated. Cecilia and John Roxton were the name of the parents.
You're breaking my heart.
I totally forgot about the Adam thing.
No worries. So tonight you are scoping out the Roxton house, or at least it's the first house on your list. It's dinner time. There's no one on the street if you want to approach from that way. But I can tell you that you don't really see anything going on in the house. I mean, you can tell there are lights, like there are, you know, our candle's starting to burn. It's dusk, so starting to get kind of dark. But yeah, there's no you can't see anything from the windows out front.
Okay, would she be able to discern from candles being on that there's probably people there at least?
I would say that it's probably a fair assumption.
Yeah.
That
okay.
There are people.
So I think what she would do is, so she's like in black, right? She almost always wears all black anyway, but she's going to kind of like come off the road, and kind of like go to the side of the house. And like, she's going to approach like stealthily and try and like peer into a window, to just kind of get a sense of what's happening inside the house. She doesn't have any intention of going inside, at least not yet.
Okay. So she, you know, wanders around to the side of the house, you know, peers in through the window. She's a gnome, so it's going to be kind of a climb to hoist herself up to the window.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be that difficult that you would actually need to roll for it or anything.
Yeah.
You hoist yourself up and, right as your eyes sort of get high enough that they can see something, you realize that the window you're looking into is the dining room, and there are people there. You in the split second, you know, there's at least five people, three of them sitting at the dining room table.
Yeah, she drops down immediately. So just like lets go of the windowsill and allows herself to fall back down to the ground.
I guess just from that moment, you don't get a decent idea of what the layout of the house is. Do you want to move further around the backside? I mean, you know that most of the people are going to be concentrated in the kitchen and the dining room at this point because, you know, people are sitting down for dinner. So where would anyone else in the house be?
Yeah, I think with that knowledge, she actually goes around to the front and is going to like peer, you know, through like a window in the front or through like a door.
Okay. So you go around the front, you know, look around, make sure the coast is clear. You peer in through one of the windows that's up there, and you sort of get a layout for the house that, if you're looking at the house from the front, around on the right side, there is, a living room that gives way into a dining room. On the left side, there's going to be another living room, and that gives way into a kitchen. There's a staircase right in the middle, and you know that's going to lead to your upstairs.
Cool. Yeah, so her goal is to like see what these people have on them, and especially like look for anything that like maybe looks familiar, like you know, that maybe rings a bell of like seeing her mom having at some point. She doesn't like explicitly know what her mom has sold, but she imagines that maybe if she sees something that looks familiar, it would like trigger something, you know?
Yeah. So I guess what you see in these rooms, in these two living rooms primarily, there are fairly large works of art hanging above the mantles.
Mm-hmm.
It's in most of the houses that you've gone into, that you've looked into like this, you see family pictures above the mantle, but this one, actually neither of them have a family picture. They're just sort of, and one's a landscape scene and one is a still life scene. Neither of them look familiar to you in that your mom would have had them, but also she's not one to carry these very large items. She's
right.
More of a smaller knickknack sort of person.
Yeah.
You see clocks that look vaguely familiar, but nothing that's like, yeah, that's definitely something my mom had.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. You see a couple, busts of people that, I mean, you know, all of these old people kind of look the same if you're not really looking for something in particular. You do see a vase though. And that did seem really, That does ring a bell. It looks like something you've definitely seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time when your mom had something, it wasn't uncommon for her to let you hold it, you know, kind of mess with it, play with it, whatever, just see what it looks like. And this one, she wouldn't let you even touch. It's a really beautiful piece. I mean, it's a small vase. I'm trying to think of a reference size, but I mean, it can fit. You'd hold it in one hand really easily.
Sure.
It's rounded, has a very typical vase look to it. Has pinstripes going down the side, and it's very like the thing you remember about it is the pinstripes were extremely black. And then, every about third white line that was, you know, was in between the black pinstripes were just these really weird looking symbols. They almost, it almost looked like a language of some kind, like a kind of people that weren't using English or, you know, a common language that, you know, were using pictures to represent things. And it's something that either there are multiples of these, which, I mean, isn't uncommon in a city like Ankh either because of fakes or, you know, they've pilfered these from the same places, or this is something that your mom definitely had. And what you remember about this vase in particular was a star on the bottom of the vase, but obviously you can't see that.
Yeah, I think that since it looks familiar, and also since like her mom was especially careful with it, it definitely has like her interest. So, can she hear anything like people talking from indoors, like such that she's able to make out voices or anything?
Yeah, should I do a check for that? She can hear very typical, you know, rich people talk. They're sitting around the table like, oh dear, what did you do today? You know, stuff like that. Nothing
boring.
Yeah, nothing that's really drawing your attention to anything. And actually, right here in this moment, you feel someone watching you from behind.
She wheels around and turns in the direction that she suspects someone is looking at her from.
Hey, what's up?
Who's there?
She ducks what are out you of doing?
The way. She tries to run like past him.
I guess Asher, what do you do here? Like, do you try to stop her, or do you let her go?
I think he just tries to follow her because he's just kind of confused on what's going on. I'm just gonna follow.
Okay, she's like sprinting and looking back over her shoulder every once in a while. Is Asher like running or like just kind of walking and following her? She doesn't totally know where she is, so she's not like running in any particular direction.
It's also, I want to set the scene here. So, I mean, Asher, you're following her. Ella, you're running away, and Asher is keeping pace with you by walking pretty briskly because, again, you're a small gnome.
Yeah.
True. And Asher has kind of been in the woods for a while.
She keeps looking over her shoulder and trying to run, and then realizing that she's unable to run away from him, she kind of stops and turns around. And she says, look, I wasn't doing anything, okay? I was just looking around. Just don't tell anyone. I'll go right home.
Well, do you want a closer look? I can get you in.
What do you live there?
Well, kind of, yeah.
Kind of?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. Could you really get me in? There's something in there that
I've seen. Come on, let's go. I grab her hand and start dragging her.
Whoa, hold on. She pulls her hand back. Don't touch me.
Actually, let's do a strength challenge right now.
My strength is the worst, Adam.
What'd you say?
My strength is the worst. I'm a 12-year-old gnome girl.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's a 12-year-old ranger boy. So.
Okay,
so what are we doing? Just straight strength plus modifier?
Yeah. Just straight up challenge.
It's a three. It's a three for me.
So plus modifier, that's 19.
Oh my god!
Sorry. How did
I rolled an 18.
Oh my god!
I only have a plus one.
Just break her arm.
Yeah, I have a minus one. So.
I would say, so, I mean, you're protesting Ella, but like you're coming back with him.
Yeah. Like, she keeps like trying to pull it away and she's like, you're hurting me. Let go.
No, it's fine. Let's go.
She's kind of like looking for an escape now. She kind of assumes that she's like in trouble and still trying to struggle away, but, you know, obviously isn't going anywhere.
Right. So, I mean, it's not like I can't imagine you guys would have gotten very far from the house. So pretty quickly, Asher's back up on the house. Are you familiar enough with with the Roxton family that you're just coming into the house, Asher, or are you like still?
Oh, I'm just coming in.
Yeah. I was gonna say, like, is it, you know, do you have manners, or is this?
I no.
As he's, I'm like,
I wouldn't be familiar enough that I would say that, like, oh yeah, I totally can just walk in, but I just don't know any better.
Right.
Yeah. As he's like approaching the door and showing no sign of slowing down, she's like, stop, there's people in there. You can't just go, stop. Oh,
that's kind of the point of going inside.
No, we're not supposed to. We're not supposed to be. She's frantically trying to get out.
All right. So, I mean, the door opens. And with a 19, I'm going to give this to Asher the whole way. I was going to go for like a second, you know, roll, but I feel like it's just too good that he's got you.
Dragging her in.
Yeah. So, I mean, Asher throws open the door. He walks in. And you hear the patriarch of the family, John, you know, call out from the table. Asher, is that you?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Oh, Asher, we're just sitting down for dinner. And Dash, you actually see your parents sort of like look at each other, and like your mom rolls her eyes like, this is insane. And Dad kind of like pats her hand like, it's going to be all right. Don't worry. Like, come on in here for dinner, son. It's time to get some nourishment in you.
Oh, thank you. I've got a friend with me. Is that all right?
Oh, no.
Everyone sort of stands up at this, like, you know, oh, you brought a friend with you. And what's your name? And John sort of walks over to Ella and, you know, kind of goes down to her level.
I want to point out that this entire, like, the minute that Dash saw Ella and the minute that, like, he saw that Asher brought her in, he just kind of shot Asher like, what are you doing? Look, like, what is even going on right now?
I was saying, does Dash ever like stand up from the table, or is he just like in shock of what's happening?
I think he like stands up and like doesn't really move. He just stays near the table and just kind of gives Asher like the, you know, maybe the weirdest thing you've done so far. Kind of look. Like, this is beyond you even. Look.
As soon as Ella is noticed, she kind of like stops struggling, and instead she like almost like slumps over and looks straight down. She's wearing like black pants and like this black cloak or whatever that's pulled like over her head, and like her defining physical features, she has this really like bright, almost like silvery hair. Like, it's so like blonde that it's almost like white or silver, and it's like it comes down in front of her face too. But yeah, she doesn't respond. She just kind of like looks straight at the ground. Yeah, kind of just standing there. She doesn't really know what to do.
I mean, John kind of like looks to Asher then in this sort of moment, like what's going on with your friend here?
I look at her and just go, come on, tell him your name. It's all right.
My name's Ella.
Ah, well, Ella, any friend of Asher here is definitely a friend of the Roxtons. And he sort of stands up at that and turns around. He says, would you like to join us for dinner? I'm sure we can set another table another place at the table. And sort of
no.
Gestures to the servants to, set another plate.
No, sorry.
Of course we do. Thank you.
No, I really shouldn't. She like, tries to turn away, but I imagine she's not going anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, do you think Asher has let her go, or is this
at this point, Dash has just sat down at the table and just has his head in his hands at this point, because this is not going well at all.
I would imagine Asher doesn't let go until he actually goes to sit down.
Okay. Okay. So then we're in this moment where, John, Cecilia, and are sitting at the table looking at you, Ella, and sort of expecting you to come and sit at the table. Asher has let go of you just in this moment, walking towards the table to sit down, and there is a servant kind of near you, sort of like, you know, come on this way, your seat's over here. I guess what's your move here? Is the social anxiety Is this too weird of a moment for Ella to run away from, or does she?
I think it is too weird at this point. Like, to run away would be so weird that she won't do it.
Okay. And then I'm also going to add this final element to it. So you're basically standing in the right living room.
Yeah.
And in the corner, like, you can see it. Like, there's the doors to the dining room, and to the left, just inside those doors, is where that vase is that we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she, when Asher lets go of her hand, she kind of like pulls it back to her and almost like rings it a little bit because it hurt that she was gripped so hard. And I think then she finally kind of like looks up and looks at the other people and takes a glance at that vase. And like for too long kind of just stands there, but then wordlessly kind of goes and sits down at that chair they had for her. What do these people look like? Everybody here, I guess, because this is, you know, it was dark outside and the first time she'd seen Asher and stuff too.
Yeah. So we just got a description of Ella. Give me, Michael, give me your description of Asher.
Asher is wearing kind of rattier clothes, obviously. And he's got this very dark brown hair. Kind of that color where it's like, oh, it could be black, it could be brown, you're not really entirely sure. Mm-hmm. Just filthy. Like, no sense of cleanliness whatsoever. Yeah,
I would say if you ever watch Cecilia, whenever Asher is in the room, she's always looking at where Asher is stepping and just kind of like shaking her head all the time. Like, this is, that's never going to come out.
Yeah. Think like Pigpen.
Right.
Yeah. He's just got that cloud just kind of following him.
Dash.
I put for him, he's about 5'1" and 104 pounds. He hit his first growth spurt like pretty early. He's a bigger kid than most are his age. He has light brown hair with that silver streak that his wolf form takes that color instead of like his actual brown hair. If you were, and this is going to be interesting, I think as soon as Ella walked in, like he saw something, he kind of like crossed his legs funny because he does have a scar. Well, he has a scar on his leg from where he was bitten. And I think, like,
I know what you were going for with that.
Yeah, I know. I understand what has happened now. I do understand what has happened. I'm ignoring it.
Me and Alex wasn't expecting that crossover.
No. Yeah. No, I think, like, as soon as Ella even walked in, he, like, tried to hide this scar from this bite and, like, kind of tucked the pendant under the shirt he was wearing because he was just in, like, normal lounge clothes at home because he wasn't really expecting Asher to barge in with some complete stranger. He has like sky blue eyes. And then I just put for like the skin complexion, just normal tan, just a normal looking kid in that regard.
And I think generically Cecilia and John are, they're tall, slender, adults.
Yeah.
Dressed, and that's pretty just well, the extent probably, of the description right? that we will ever give for, I think a majority of the adults in our world, I'm going to basically not describe at all. Like, they'll just sort of generically be these, you know, taller people. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm shooting for here. So, Ella, you sit down at the table. Do you pull your hood down? Because
it's still up.
You leave it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you pull, I mean, you know, you sit down at the table. John, Cecilia, and Dash all already have food. It looks like some sort of game. Probably rabbit, a bunch of vegetables, which Ella, I'm not sure that you'd be super familiar with, at least not, you know, that aren't like super mushy and, you know, been cooked to death. Asher, you're probably less, you're probably just more surprised that there are things like seasoning in the world.
And
so like,
I'm wondering why those vegetables are so mushy.
I want this like, this sort of fuels this obsession for salt with you. Like, you never knew things could taste. And like, you know.
I think it's more the other way. I'm just like, kind of like, why is this here? Why do we have this? Like,
the two servants, lay down plates in front of Ella and Asher, and Asher, I'm sure, has no reservations. And yeah, there is, from here on, proceeds the most awkward dinner of all time of John asking questions about Ella and what Asher did today. And I presumably Ella not really responding in any way, shape, or form, and Asher getting really excited about almost talking to someone long enough to be their ranger apprentice.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happens. I walked up to this guy and asked him if he knew anything about being a ranger, and he said he knows everything about being a ranger. And I was so excited. Finally, I found a teacher. And so I started asking him questions about everything that has to do with being a ranger. And about 5 minutes in, he actually told me, you know, I'm actually full up on students right now, so I can't actually take you on. It's a really weird dynamic with the Ranger Guild. Like, all of them are full. I think they're all just like, I think like everyone just wants to be a ranger, which kind of solidifies my need to be a ranger even more.
I love it. And Dash, what have you spent your day? What have you spent your day doing today, son?
Well, I went out with Asher. I went with him out to the woods again for a little bit. I did not go with him to find a ranger teacher. I definitely didn't meet Ella at any point throughout the day, which I'm guessing he did without me. That would have been some good information to know, Asher. Thank you for keeping me informed.
Hey, no problem, buddy.
Yeah, it really means a lot. I spent most of my day back out in the woods again. Asher was with me for a little bit, but most of it I was just out there by myself thinking.
Alex, what is Ella's mom's name? Do we have a name for her?
I haven't thought of one yet, but we can real fast if you'd like.
I would like a name for her.
What about... Myra.
Myra. I like that. What is Ella's last name? It's like Gladstone?
Silveridge.
Silveridge.
You weren't even close.
I was going to say a little off there. Gladstone or Silveridge. Ah.
Yeah, I feel like I'm close enough. I'm like desperately trying to find your background sheet that you sent me, and I can't find it. So,
it's a Google Doc.
So the dinner sort of proceeds. We get all the way to dessert, which is just some fruit. Maybe there's some cream. You're probably about halfway through it. And John,
is it dreamy screamy cream?
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Carry on. I think I know where he just went there.
You guys are the worst.
I made a boom bam joke. Carry on.
Brown.
You're about halfway through dessert, and John looks up at Ella, sort of his last ditch effort to try and get, you know, learn anything about this person, because at some point John also asked Asher, so tell us about your friend here. And Asher had no information to offer.
I don't really know.
I met her
like 10 minutes ago. She seems really nice. That's a positive. And she likes to eat vegetables with salt.
I think at this point, Dash just like looks up and it's just like, Asher, literally, what the heck? What? Because he thought that like they had met at some point throughout the day whenever Dash was not with Asher, so hearing like he met her like 10 minutes ago before barging through the door, he's just like, he looks as if he has just given up at this point, like, what even are you doing?
Yeah, she's
Which
just been
Asher
like
does Kim, not pick up on
yeah
nope
she's just been like hyper anxious this whole time, like nervous that she's gonna get that. In trouble
at all.
Yeah, giving very short answers, but also eating the food because it's really tasty.
So you're about halfway through dessert, and John finally looks up at Ella and then looks to Cecilia and then back to Ella and looks at Cecilia and says, you know who she looks like? She looks like that, what was her name? Silveridge, I believe was her name, Myra Silveridge. And she looks back, he looks back to you and he says, do you know a gnome named Myra Silveridge?
She cannot contain her shock at this. Like, she reacts very obviously, I think.
I also want it to be clear that these people are hella racist and basically just assume that all gnomes know each other. Like, I'm sorry to put that on your family dash, but the Roxtons are.
Yeah, I feel like this has been a pretty big learning curve, like, of just Dash trying to convince, like, they're like, oh, we saw this wolf on our troubles today. Do you know them? And it's like, Mom, that's probably just a wolf.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's been a really big learning curve for the family. Like, just because they're an animal does not mean that I know the person.
Right.
Like, in their defense, Asher is doing the exact same thing.
Yeah. Fair point.
He assumes you can talk to wolves, and no matter how many times you tell him no, he just does not believe you.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah. So, he names your mom.
Yeah.
You know, Maya Silveridge. She's an art dealer. Kind of pops around this side of more pork every once in a while. We have a few pieces around the house from her, don't we? Cecilia sort of nods her head yes.
Yeah, she, like, I think this is the first time she, like, makes eye contact with John. She kind of, like, looks up and studies him, and she says, Myra Silveridge, you've bought things from her?
Oh yeah, she's actually one of my preferred art dealers. She understands my sense of style so well. And Cecilia, like, shakes her head at this, and she's just like, he's like, dear, you can't call what you have style. It's not.
Could you?
John just continues. She comes by every couple of months or so, and she. She's, you know, when she's procured a new piece of art for me or something I just might find interesting, she comes by the house and, you know, she always offers me a fair price, which I rarely have to haggle with her. She always it's one thing I very much enjoy about doing business with Myra. Yes, but do you know her?
I think at this point she kind of realizes that there's an opportunity here for her to kind of get what she wants, but she also doesn't really want to, like, divulge her relation to her or whatever. Mm-hmm. So now is when she turns on the charm and the charisma, what little she has. And she says, I have noticed your pieces. They are very stylish. Would you show them to me?
Oh, of course. And John gets very excited about this. He stands up pretty much immediately, and he walks into the living room, the first living room. He walks in, and he says, well, this is mainly sort of my living room. And then that's Cecilia's over there. We have such conflicting styles and feels for art that, you know, we felt it necessary to give each other, you know, our own spaces. So, and he sort of, like, gestures generically around the room. He's like, I enjoy, a history and, you know, nature. And he points to, this is where the painting of the landscape scene is. He says, I actually hear that's from the Clatch Mountains. If I'm understanding that correctly.
Did this Silveridge? Did she sell this to you?
Oh no, that wasn't Silveridge. And he sort of spins around the room, and he points to a couple of really small things, nothing that really, like, you know, makes you feel like you've seen it before. Just kind of generic pieces, but, like. He talks about it. He's like, this was a bayonet that was held by, you know, some so-and-so. And then he gives you some more historical pieces. And he doesn't seem to be going anywhere near the vase at first, mostly because he's on the other side of the room looking at all those things.
Sure. Yeah. I think she tries to steer him in that direction. Is that, I noticed this vase over here, is that yours? Is this from her as well?
Oh yes, that actually, that was, and he looks at Cecilia and he says, that was Myra, wasn't it? It was, that's a fairly new piece actually. It's only been in our house, about a month. And he picks it up like very gingerly. And mm-hmm. he's like, this was an ancient civilization out on the east side of the disc. I don't know much more beyond that, but you can see. And he sort of hands it closer to you to inspect.
Yeah.
Definitely not in a way that he's like, here, hold this thing.
Right. Right.
Like he cares for it a lot. But he's holding it, in that way, like waiters show, wine bottles to each other. And so, you know, the bottom is exposed to you here.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. And on the, I forgot my role here for a second. and on the bottom, it's very clear. You see the star.
Mm-hmm.
Three runes sketched into it that you know for sure. This was the vase that your mother had.
I think she wants that. She wants to have that.
Okay.
Can't imagine Roxans are going to be like, here, take this vase.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah. She says, go ahead.
How intently are you studying this? I guess he probably holds it out there for a few moments for you to study. And then he very quickly puts it back down onto its pedestal in the corner.
Right.
And starts, kind of going to a few other things that he has, just showing them off. And eventually he tires himself out of this. Like it doesn't last much longer. Even John can only talk about his art for so long.
Sure. Yeah, as he finishes up, I think she's pretty uninterested in the stuff that's not, directly that vase or leading. And once mm-hmm. she's kind of seen it, she's sort of done with the whole thing. She says, "Yeah, thank you for showing me all this. I do need to go. So thank you for dinner. I'll be on my way." And she kind of starts towards the door.
John's a little bit confused by this, and he's like, "Oh, you don't have to leave so soon." And he sort of looks to Dash and Ash, and he says, "I believe you boys were planning a game night tonight, weren't you? I understand that Asher has never played a game before, so I know they were going to play, just a couple of games. And actually, Cecilia and I were actually headed out for the evening. If you'd like to stay, the servant's more than happy to, get any sort of late night treats you might be interested in. And you can play some games with the boys. It's, he says that. And he also in this moment realizes what time it is. And he looks at Cecilia and he says, "Hey, actually, we better be leaving, honey. It's, time for us to go." And, they sort of pick up in this like whirlwind, and they're out the door pretty quickly. You don't even really have time to react to all this. Like, it's just enough time for you to like kind of sit there and be like, and they're gone.
Okay. So it's just me and these two guys now.
Yeah. And then there are a couple of servants puttering around cleaning up, but I mean, they're not.
Sure.
Let's play a game. I know a game. It's really fun.
My name's Ella.
Hi.
Hey.
You said that before.
you introduced yourself to my parents.
Yeah, but we haven't really talked at all, have we?
That's a fair point.
You live here?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess I sleep here. I don't really spend much of my time here, really, but
she gestures towards Asher. Does he live here? He said he kinda lives here. I guess you kind of live here too, huh?
Yeah, kind of is about the closest I think it gets.
Cool.
He lives behind my house.
There's a really great woods out there. You should really see it. It's like top quality.
Cool. You like your parents?
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I don't talk to them much. We haven't really been super close. There's been some stuff in our past that they can't really relate too much to. And I think as he says this, like, he kind of gets that like noticeably hurt. I think he saw her silver hair and like kind of had that weird questioning, like, oh, maybe she's, and then kind of has the look of like, stop it, no, that's just me. And like, is kind of having this internal conflict of like kind of hearkening back and like wondering how much she's able to like talk to her without letting something slip at this point.
I have to get back home soon. Can I I want to look at that face again.
While they're doing that, Asher has walked outside and gone for like a minute or two.
As soon as he walks out the door, like Dash wasn't even paying attention. He just sees the door open. He's like, are you seriously? Oh my God. All right. Well, it's us now, I guess. he does this sometimes.
Okay. I want to look at that vase again.
I've never been allowed to touch that vase, so I can't. I don't know if they'd really be thrilled about someone else, really.
I'll be really careful, I promise.
Can you reach it, at least? Do I need to, like, get a dap on her?
Can't she reach it?
That's a good question. I think you could get it down if you wanted to, but like it would be a lot safer for Dash to get it down.
Yeah, I think he kind of sees this and he's like, oh, geez. All right, fine. Just a tiny bit. Just for like a few seconds. Just like a couple seconds.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Dash like gets it down and just kind of like, I think, puts it on the ground, like closer to her level. I don't think he really wants to hold it very long. I think he's like, I think his parents have made it so clear, like, hey, don't touch this thing. This is like this immensely valuable, rare thing. Don't mess with it. That I just don't think he trusts himself to hold it. And B, he still doesn't really know how to interact with new people very much. So he's just like, I guess she can see it down here. I'll just put it down here for her.
Okay. She picks it up and studies it. And I don't know. She's very like, either it seems like she's not like looking or paying attention to anything, or she like is like frenetically kind of like taking everything in, you know? So she's like kind of taking it in and then looks at Dash and says, How much did your parents pay for this?
I don't know. All I know is that it seems to be the most valuable thing because I've at least been allowed to breathe in the general direction of any of the other things they've bought. This one I'm pretty much not really allowed to do anything but look at from a safe distance because it's
a lot of money, huh?
So yeah, right,
I think the
right
words they used to describe it were, quote, something else.
So right in this moment, Asher comes tearing through the house.
He comes back in. He's got like this handful or this like armful of rocks. Basically.
What?
He's prepared for this game because he doesn't know many games, and the ones he's made up involve rocks.
Dasher season is like, What have we told you about rocks in the house? You know my mom hates that so much. You know she hates it.
It's a really good game, though.
They all have rocks.
This one.
They're all the same.
But this one doesn't involve throwing them.
What do you do with them?
You stack them.
Oh, great.
So as high as you can.
So Asher, in this excitement of it all, is sort of moving around very quickly. He's kind of moving back and forth. And he accidentally trips. He lands into Dashner, who falls into Ella, who drops the vase on the ground, smashing it into a lava. The three of you sort of stand back up. Presumably you're mad at each other in some way, shape, or form, and begin arguing. And I guess that, like, how do we react to that?
I think immediately Dash kind of like almost like puts one hand, I would say, like near where his like pendant is underneath his shirt, just like subconsciously like reaching for some form of like stability and comfort in this moment. Because he knows just how screwed he is as soon as his parents get home. He is just already thinking like, well, this is going to suck. Like, does not know what he's going to do. I think he's less like arguing angry and more just kind of like standing there trying to figure out what even to do, like how to react. He just is kind of overwhelmed, I think, in the moment.
How is Ella reacting to this?
Yeah, when it breaks, she like kind of jumps up and starts like backing away towards the door, like she's just trying to get out of there while Dash is kind of stunned and while Asher's imperceptive of everything.
Or indifferent.
Yeah.
Or indifferent.
It's probably closer.
She's kind of like creeping back towards the door, kind of hoping that no one is seeing her, okay, you know, move.
So
that way.
You're backing up towards the door. You're most of the way out of the living room that you guys are in. And you run into something. To say you ran into someone would be generous. And you turn around as you run into, as you know, you're stopped by this. And what greets you is sort of this, it's something that seems to take up space, but doesn't really seem to be there. If we were in a movie of this, it would basically just be like a darkness, like this place where light isn't touching anything, that kind of makes up the shape of a person slightly taller than you, Ella, not quite as tall as Dash.
Can Ash and Dash both see this, or is it just like only visible to Ella where she's at right now? Like, is it noticeable enough from a distance, or is it?
If you guys were looking at it, you would notice it, but because neither of you guys, unless Ella makes a sound when she bumps into this thing, which I don't feel like she would. Like, I feel like no,
she's moving slowly.
You're trying to sneak away, you don't make noise. So unless you are looking over in her direction, you don't see it.
I kind of think instinctively like Dash at this point, because he realizes that Asher is not going to do anything to remedy the situation. He's probably just going to start stacking more rocks. I think he takes like one of the rocks. He realizes like, he's like, okay, everyone, let's figure it out. And he kind of realizes Ella's gone and just glances at Caesar and just like kind of was like, hey, where do you think you're going? And kind of tosses a rock. And I kind of want to say it misses and also kind of hits this
you
form.
Threw a okay. rock at me?
It's just like in your general area to try to like get your attention. Like,
how,
hey.
How big of a rock? We say rocks, but like we mean like.
And not like a stone. It's not like,
it's like gravel sized pieces of rock.
Yeah, I would say like the size of like a D20 or so. Like just this little thing like that would hit the ground near her and be like, hey. I see you, but I think he kind of missed and like hit the shape and saw it take an unnatural hit. And is also kind of stunned like, wait, what?
Yeah. So you see this thing too. And as the rock hits it, you get the impression that it is turning around. And what you were looking at was the back of it. And as it turns around, it has these large. It has these white eyes that aren't, you know, much larger than what you would expect them to be on like a person, but like they're just a little bit larger. And you see its hand reach up to where its mouth should be and suddenly notice that it's holding a cigarette. It takes a draw from the cigarette, looks at the three of you and says, well, you guys are in some shit.
I think immediately Dash, I want to say like runs like into his room or like tries to like get out of the hall in some way or just like tries to make himself not noticeable because he is just overwhelmed.
Yeah,
Ella's
getting out of there too. She's running. Dash, I think she's running towards the front door.
Dash's literal first instinct was to dive through the window and become a wolf and run away. But he realizes that that might also hurt him if he were to dive through glass. So he's currently like just trying to find a way out of the house that is not through this thing.
Okay, and Ash, what's your move here?
You want to stack rocks with me?
Oh my god!
So Ella,
Dash, as he says that, Dash is like, Asher, come on.
What?
Whatever.
So Ella runs for the door. The demon is sort of between her and the door, but not like in a way that would make it hard to get around, especially for a smaller gnome. Dash turns to run upstairs to his room, which, you know, sort of forces him to go towards that door entryway area again and then turn upstairs. And Asher sits there for, you know, a minute and then asks it if it wants to stack rocks. And then even just sort of sits there in silence for a second, like looking around the room, trying to, you know, gather its place, and then holds up its hand that's not holding a cigarette and snaps its fingers. And Ella and Dash are standing back in the room again. It looks at you guys and says, "What I said, you were in some shit. I didn't mean you could run away."
I think Ella's kind of in like shock now. I think she just tries to run away again. I think that's the only thing she would think to do.
What is Dash doing?
I think Dash has at this point realized running won't work, and he's never really been in a proper fight, so he doesn't know how to be intimidating. But I think the first thing he said, like, notices is the cigarette and all of that, and he's just like, "Hey, sir, my parents are going to be really upset if there's any form of like ash or burns at the house. Can you be..."
"Hey, my name's Asher."
"At least be..." Dasher, he just stops talking. As soon as Asher introduces himself, he just shuts up. He's just stops.
You see this thing sort of... It almost seems like it sighs, like, in this moment. Like, it doesn't seem like it's there, but it also is there for sure. And it seems to kind of, like, you know, deep breath, like, okay. And snaps his fingers one more time. And Ella is back in the room with the three of you. And the demon says, I understand that's probably not the best foot to get on. So let me introduce myself. My name is Capgris. You've probably heard of me before, at least heard of, you know, what I'm famous for. No autographs, no. Please. I had my share of fans back in the day.
That name does not ring a bell, no.
You guys never. And he sort of looks at Ella like, you know.
I'm trying to think how she's processing all of this. This is such a simple question, but
I think
she goes, I'm not even supposed to be here. I need to get out of here now. This isn't where I need to go home. And she tries to run away again.
Capgris kind of, it's like you start to run away and he just snaps his fingers and you wind up just like running in place. and Capgris starts walking towards you guys, like, you know, come on, like Capgris, like, you know, I replace your loved ones, you know, so it's like your mom's not your mom anymore. It's really, you know, a demon or, you know, that.
Capgris,
come on, you guys.
Are you
really? You guys never heard of me?
How you said back in your day, like, when is back in your day? Because we're like 11, dude.
Like, I'm like the legends. They're still out in the world, aren't they? Like, I spent
most of my time with this dirty kid in the woods. So honestly, legends don't really reach me that much.
I spend most of my time in a cave.
Yeah, he does that a lot.
He sort of gestures. He was like, cave, yeah. Like, I work with animals and stuff. Like, I got that, you know.
Oh, yeah, you work with animals?
Oh, yeah, man, I do.
What kind of animals?
I do the same thing. I mean, all kinds of animals. You know, I love to replace animals, animal loved ones with, you know, with demons. It's just, you know, it's kind of a game I have.
That doesn't seem like
fun. You guys ever heard of me?
That doesn't sound fun. That doesn't sound like a fun game.
I mean, I couldn't have been trapped in there too long. Let's see. The last thing I remember, where in the disc was I? That was, it was at convention.
We're on a disc?
That's a funny. you guys know it's a disc.
Okay.
Fun fact. Asher might not.
I spent 5 years in a cave.
I say that. there was a convention. I'm trying to think. Oh, and there was the sorcerer. That guy was a dick. And then he put me in that vase, and now I'm here with you guys. And he like snaps his fingers, and Ella is sort of let free. I guess, does Ella keep running? Or
I think Ella at this point is kind of like plopped onto the floor and started like kind of silently sort of like sobbing. She's just like overwhelmed and doesn't know what's going on or what to do.
I think that Dash has been in shock ever since he said that he works with animals, because like, yeah, Ash knows about the whole werewolf thing. Ella does not. And the minute he was like, yeah, I work with animals. And whenever Ash was asking, like, what kind of animals, I think he started getting very self-conscious again and very worried, like, that this was going to slip. And he's just kind of clammed up out of pure fear now.
Yeah. I mean, he sits there he kind of looks around at you guys and he's like, I was pretty big in Uberworld. I guess, like, how close are we to Uberworld? Like, you know, probably, I just over there, right? And you guys are nowhere near Uberworld, to give you a reference. Like, that's, you're basically on the other side of the disc.
Is that the...
This is Ankh Morpork.
The ride sharing dimension.
he hears Asher say Ankh Morpork, and he stands there for a second and he's like, Ankh Morpork. That tiny little fishing town on the other side of the disc? What? Why am I here? Who brought me here? Which one of you guys did?
My mom. It was my mom.
Your mom? Was she working for the sorcerer? Is she like an apprentice for the sorcerer?
I don't know.
You know, I don't even know what she could be anything you want to be these days. Like, I, you know, a lot of other demons were kind of like, yeah, you know, women can be witches, but they can't be sorcerers. But like, you know, in my opinion, like, women can do it all. Like, that's where I stand. So I mean, like, you know, she like an apprentice, or like, what's her deal?
I don't know.
Oh, do you know the sorcerer she's working for or anything like that?
No.
Damn it. Okay. Well, here's the deal, guys. Whatever had me kept in that thing basically binds me, the person or people in this case, apparently, who set me free. So until you get rid of me or 1,000 years, whichever comes first, we're kind of in this thing together. Now, I don't know if you guys have any personal demons. I would hate to intrude on your personal demons, but you know, I'm just gonna do my thing. See where I kind of fit into your guys' vibe, your guys' world. What? You know, but
what is your thing?
My thing? You really never heard of Capgras?
No, I spend my time in the woods, and my parents' vase—they're gonna be so mad. What is going on?
Okay, so my bread and butter. This is what I've been known for. Like, what happens is I take someone away, you know, a family member, let's say, like your mom, kid. Like, you know, I could just take your mom, throw her into the demon dimension just like that. Like, no problem at all. And then I assume her form and wreak havoc.
This sounds horrible.
Oh, it's so much fun, though. Dude, like, you got to try it. It's a lot of fun. You want me?
Can you assume my form and throw me in the demon dimension?
Here's the issue with that. We're sort of bound together, and I don't really like the demon dimension that much. So,
could it be any worse?
That's
going to
be a no go for me. That's going to be a no for me, dog.
Yeah, Ella's just like completely at a loss. I don't think she has any frame of reference about how to do this.
While you guys are just sort of processing, Capgras is like, "Well, let me show you a little." So,
wait.
Please can don't.
You, oh, no.
Can you at least put that vase back?
Wait, what was it?
Can you put the vase back together?
Can I put the vase back together? No, I cannot put the vase back together.
My parents are going to kill me.
Putting it back together also will not rebind me to it because it is shattered.
Well, we can deal with the whole demon situation later. We can deal with the semen situation later. Do you understand how mad my parents are going to be?
Not my concern? Yeah.
Well, you said you're bound to us, so I feel like it kind of is at this point. Can you put the vase back together?
I'm bound to you as long as you're alive. You know, my fate isn't tied to your fate. It's like, you know, being bound to someone just means that, like, basically I'm going to be around you all the time.
Capgras?
Yeah, what's up?
This is all this is a huge mistake. I was just here to look at that vase, and I don't even know these people. You don't, I'm not supposed to be bound to you. Just, can I just go home?
Here's the thing. I don't make the rules, and I do follow the rules because without rules, what are we? Because even animals got rules. Ain't that right? You do. What are your guys' names? I don't know your guys' names. I'd be like calling you Spike. And he's pointing at Asher.
I told you my name. My name's Asher.
Ah, that's right. Spike, I remember that.
I'm Dashner. Not
I don't.
Confused.
That is a crazy ass name, kid. I don't know where you got
it. You know
me.
What? Just call me Dash.
Like, my name's Capgras, man, and I think Dashner's a crazy name. Okay. Dash. And little one, mom's a sorcerer apprentice. What's up with you? What's your name?
I don't even know what my mom is. I don't think she's a sorcerer. But at this point, you can't really rule anything out, huh?
It's a crazy mixed up world out there. What's your name, though? Follow me. I'm going to call you.
My name's Ella.
So close. Okay. Ella. Spike. Asher. Okay. Ashner.
Hey.
Asher.
Dad. Capgras, you're obviously the one in control of this right now. Let me just be honest. She kind of like stands up at this point and looks at him. That vase you were in, my mom sold it to these people, and I wanted to see it. Because I don't know what she does. And right now I live in an orphanage in town, and I snuck out to get here, and I have to get back real soon. Otherwise they'll notice I'm gone. So
that is a sad story.
Let me go back.
Okay. You know what, guys? You're right. I threw a lot at you. I do feel like I need to demonstrate my power a little bit. I feel like we didn't really flesh that out. So let me hit you with this. And it's sort of like the swirling sort of motion. Like, he's never, like we've established, he's never like really there. It doesn't seem to be like this true physical embodiment of anything. And all of that sort of nothingness sort of swirls around. And then suddenly standing right next to you guys is Ella, something that looks exactly like Ella, at least. Cop Chris stands there and says, "Ah, see that? I can look like any of you.
I can sound just like you too."
"That doesn't sound anything like me."
"You always sound weird when you hear yourself recorded."
And then he does it again and turns into Asher and he's like, "Eh, pretty good spike, right? Great spike. You want to play with some rocks? Let's play with some rocks."
Yeah, let's play with some rocks.
"Rocks, I got it. Yeah,
don't encourage him. Please don't encourage him.
If you're throwing rocks is the best.
Throwing rocks is so much fun.
Please stop. Please don't do this again."
I like to throw him against the wall and see how many times I can get him to bounce on the ground.
The whole thing happens one more time, and standing right there is Dash. Dash is actually wearing these like glasses in this case, and there's like some tape around the rim. And he says, "Don't throw rocks, man." And he like pretends to push his glasses back up.
He nailed you, man. That's great.
Dash just like throws a rock at Asher at this point.
"Yeah, let's get it." And he turns back into his like normal form. He says, "All right, so seeing what I can do, what can y'all do? Anything at all? Because it looks like you guys are children, but I'm also not very good with human."
That's a pretty good start.
You guys could just be really small, like gnomes or dwarves, right? Are you guys dwarves?
No.
I've met dwarves.
That's really close to being a dwarf. So good. So good, Asher.
And am I a dwarf?
He puts his hands on his like thighs and he says, "That's such a good Asher. Yes, it is."
Ella kind of, they're probably still goofing around, and she sort of like says quietly under her breath, she goes, "I can do stuff without people know that I'm doing it."
Like you can move shit with your mind?
No, like it can take stuff.
Oh man, you guys are useless. Okay.
Dash kind of is just like, there's nothing about me. I'm a rich boy. And kind of like glances at Ash to make sure he's not going to give anything away. He's like, "I just live in a rich house."
I think also when the way that, the way that the demon kind of like hand waved what Ella said, I think kind of like pissed her off. Because this is a thing she's like really proud of. So she like, I don't know. She wants to like prove it. She like looks around. Is there anything? I don't know. Like, I mean, there's nothing on the demon, you know?
Yeah.
But like
the cigarette.
Oh,
she could take that. Where's cigarette? The cigarette? Power move. What a power move.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I don't feel like you could actually get the cigarette. I feel like that's
so funny.
Hey, she's got proficiency in sleight of hand. So.
Oh,
I don't know. Like, I don't want to retcon this, but like, is there like a smaller thing maybe earlier in the night that she would have like, or could have like pocketed?
I mean, I imagine there's like, cause I'm trying to think. Cause
like a necklace or something else.
She's not like an agent of chaos. Like she just sort of like showing off her being mischievous. So maybe she like take a spoon or like some silverware.
Okay.
Or do you feel like that's too small? And maybe she like, while John was talking to something about something else, she took like one of like a small like war thing, like just like a bullet or something.
I think I don't know, the idea of like a dinner knife is maybe interesting because mm-hmm. she's also like a budding rogue, and like that could maybe give a backstory to like a like an early weapon or something.
Yeah. I like that.
Do you want me to roll for anything?
No, let's not roll for it. I say we just retcon it. Because that's something I'm okay with. Like, I feel like John and Cecilia are kind of like, they're sort of oblivious parents. They're not, you know, watching everybody like a hawk. Asher was definitely not going to notice anything. Dash is the only one who might have noticed something, but also probably didn't because, I mean.
He was
so wrapped up in his own thing. So I feel like it's a great situation where everybody's wrapped up in their own stuff.
Yeah.
Like you could do it pretty easily. So,
yeah. Okay. So she, you know, he kind of like plays it off and then she's like, "No, hey." And she pulls this, you know, like sharp steak knife that they were eating their food with, like out of, I don't know, maybe like her boot or something, like someplace she's taken, like stolen it away. She's like, "I took this and no one saw me."
Dash is just like, Well, I wish I had known you had a knife before I threw a rock at you. Jeez.
Yeah, you should have thought about that, huh?
Well, I didn't expect you to steal my parents' knife.
Maybe you shouldn't throw shit at me.
Well, you know, I'm having a pretty rough night right now.
You're
myself.
Having a rough night?
Fight!
I think
Dash is that the demon or is that the Adam?
Is that the demon or is that Adam?
That was the demon.
Okay. I was going to say, I think Dash at this point is very much clutching where the pendant is on his chest, just trying to keep composure because, like, he doesn't want anything to happen at this point. He is just so overwhelmed that, like, she's getting mad at him. He's getting mad. He's just.
The roll would be like a constitution roll. Does that feel right?
I feel like it would be for Dash or for.
For Dash, for like staying in care, for staying in.
Oh boy, this is going to be
a constitution saving throw.
Yeah.
Yeah, a constitution saving throw. Sorry.
That is a 15 plus 1, 16.
I'll give it to you. I say, like, right, you get like a little bit, you see kind of like the hair on the top of your head turn a little bit from like brown to just slightly more silver. You got it under control enough that you're not going to turn into a werewolf, like, unless you don't calm down.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think that's the point where, like, Dash is just like, just stop, okay? Like, he's just trying to defuse the situation before anything gets out of hand at this point. We've both had really bad nights, okay? Just drop it.
If it wasn't for this idiot, and she gestures towards Asher, none of this would have happened. I wouldn't even be here.
I think at this point, Dash does get really upset. He's like, hey, don't talk about Ash that way. If you weren't snooping around apparently 10 minutes before he brought you in, we wouldn't be here. Where's that orphanage you talked about, huh? Thought you were supposed to be there.
Yeah, I'd love to be. She tries to leave.
I think this time, unless Asher or Dash want to stop her from leaving, the demon isn't going to bring her back this time.
Nope.
I think, oh, shoot. Part of me wants... keep her here because this is as much her fault as it is anyone else's, and he's not just wanting to let her off that easy, but at the other time he doesn't want to like hurt anyone or like do anything that he's going to regret later. So I think you see like Dash like itching to move forward, and it's like holding back a tiny bit, like trying to decide what to do.
Asher has just seen people get angry, so he is withdrawn entirely.
Okay.
I feel like unless you have like a hard action you want to take, I feel like Ella probably gets the opportunity to leave while you're deciding. Like, and I feel like that's a very classic Dash interaction too.
It is.
Just because of his inaction.
I feel like that sounds about right.
So Ella begins the walk back to the orphanage.
Yeah, like 5 steps out the door, she just starts like crying and running.
I think Asher and Dash, how do you guys handle the demon just kind of standing there like Dawson's Creek up in here?
I think
is Dawson's Creek a reality in this fictional world we've created?
That's not something you guys understand. Like that doesn't make any sense to you.
I think
he gets that on a satellite dish in the demon dimension.
Wonderful. I think Dash is like, what? So she just gets off easy now? Is that it? She doesn't have to deal with this? I thought you were bound to all of us. Why does she just get to run off and I'm stuck here with you two?
I mean, I could bring her back, but like, do you really feel like she was helpful there? I mean, like,
no, I don't really want to. I don't really want to hurt someone.
She had a knife. Okay, like,
yeah, she did have a knife. I'm not completely defenseless, but I'm not
even hiding that.
That's a really That's a really good question. Credit where it's due. That was good. That's a sharp knife. Like, you can't just hide that anywhere.
Yeah,
that was great. So what is our deal now? Are we throwing rocks?
Let's throw rocks.
I can't.
And I grab a whole bunch and I run outside.
I was going to say, I think Dash just is like, yeah, totally. Let's throw some rocks. And he runs outside and sprints into the woods. Like, he's just... it like takes a sharp turn and goes straight to the woods.
We don't normally throw rocks out there, man. We always throw them up against that house right underneath that window.
Just mom told us not to do that anymore. If you know where I'm going, meet me there in 10 minutes, okay? And he just keeps running.
So yeah, so thank you for listening to Dungeon Arcade Kids. We'll be back at some point. At least once a month. Let's say that. We'll put up a recording at least once a month. We'll commit to that. How about that?
And I feel like we should say something.
Ella is, but yeah, okay. So give us your best. Give us your sign off. How about that? So I'm Adam, and roll good.
I'm Alex, and I'm a little gnome girl.
I'm Michael, and I'm your dirty, dirty nature boy.
Oh boy. I'm Nate, and I'm your very hairy kid, but only sometimes.
All right.
Oh, yikes.
Sweet. I feel like there's a sign up in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Hey, stay rolling.
I kind of like how awkward that was.